Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larry Milbourne. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Winfield. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Revering reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Revering moves to third. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randolph. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Randolph steals second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Randolph moves to third. Griffey moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randolph scores. Griffey moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off May, and towards Randolph, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Griffey moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Bucky Dent now playing shortstop. Larry Milburn now playing third base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Lemon moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson bunts towards third. Milburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Cabell moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon is walked intentionally. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Cabell tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn strikes out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Yankees. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffey for the out. Mumphrey moves to third. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent bunts towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Brookins covering, for the out. Winfield moves to second. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Revering is walked intentionally. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Winfield scores. Revering moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. Elias Sosa now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon is called out on strikes. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.